Hashem, we're going to be learning Shir Hashirim in a couple of weeks. The pasuk says in Perek Dal, pasuk Hey, Shnei Shadayich Kishnei Afarim Ta'imei Tzviya Hayroim Basheshanim. The Shnei Shadayich are what? Kishnei Afarim Ta'imei Tzviya. Rashi has a few pshat, I'm going to take one of them. Hayroim Basheshanim. So Rashi says that it's going on, it's really Rashi is coming from the Mechilta. Mechilta Nevi'im Shmuel says the following, that Shnei Shadayich are going on the Aseres Hadibros, and the Shnei Luchas. They are to'imei tzviya. Davach Shnei Shadayich Hashem Haluchos. They are to'imei tzviya. Why are they to'imei tzviya? Shem mechuvonos b'mida achas. What does that mean? Chamisha dibros azu v'chamisha azu mechuvonen diba k'neged diba. The five aseres hadibros, the first five and the second five are lined up one against the other, and one's mechuvon against the other. And Rashi goes on to explain anochi is k'neged lo sirtzach, and explains the correlation between the 1 and 6, 2 and 7, till finally he says, Kaved, Hesaviko Vasimech, is Kineged Loisachmoid. Shachoy made, Seifa Yelohilid Ben, Shemakla Oisoi, Umechabed Lemisha Eno Aviv. Someone who is Choymeid, somebody else, Choymeid, we're talking about Pashas Eishes Ish, Hachoy made, Seifa Yelohilid Ben, Shemakla Oisoi, Umechabed Lemisha Eno Aviv. You do, we know that by Yefas Toya state, that the smicha of pashas between Yifas Toya and Ben Tzayir Amor is because someone who's chulila has a Yifas Toya will end up with a Ben Tzayir Amor. What does it mean? Vosep is what's the punkt? Hachoymed Seifei Laila Ben Shemakleis and Machab L'Mishay Nove. What's the connection? Pashup Shat, one could say is the following, that when someone is chaymed, and he doesn't have a gevulim, he doesn't have the emuna, the cheshbin, that what's shali shali v'shaloi shaloi, and he's willing to chulila be even over, go as so far and be over this issa of leisachmoid, so kumtais, he is subject, he is like an eved to his retainers, he is subject to a different authority. It means he's not subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority, he's subject to a different authority. And connected that, he's going to have a son who also is going to be mechabed l'mishei no'aviv. It doesn't say that the son is going to be total oisvav and not going to be mechabed to anybody. No, he will be makla oisoy, but be mechabed l'mishei no'aviv. He'll find a source of authority, someone who he respects, someone who he follows, something or some neither, but it's not going to be from the proper source of authority, it's the proper chinuch of a father. It could be simple pshat. What we said last week, we could explain it a little more. We said last week that Gemara Saita says that kamosh mevakesh masheinu shaloi, nezeinu v'masheinu shaloi, loidai, that what you are mevakesh, you're not going to get, but afilu what yesh loi, you're going to be neitlin amen. You're going to lose even what you have. It means Nishnah is the Ritzayin is a Nakam in the Skyim to get even more, but even what you have, you're going to lose. And we explained last week time and why that is. L'chari could say the same shot here, and I'll just give you an Arachayim. The Arachayim says, Arachayim HaKadosh said that the pshat in the Klola of Chava, what was the Klola? Habab, Yitzvaneich, Renech, V'yodeich, Vasep, it's okay, so she was Choymet, and she wanted this this pre, which is Toiv Lacho, Toiv Lamara. What was the Mida Keneged Mida? Says a beautiful word. He actually says three Mida Keneged Midas. I'm taking out one of them. And he says that Chava had a Hanoah, had a Sha'ashua. She was Misaneged. She had a Sha'ashua for something which was Hepech Ribbeinu Yisbarach. Something which was Hepech, the Kavan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you could have everything except for one thing. The fruit, that fruit you can't have. And she derived pleasure, she derived her hanois from something which was Hepech Rabbeinu Yisbarach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Keneged Mida took away that Namal, Gvenlok, you would say, what the happiest time in a woman's life could possibly be, the happiest moment is, the happiest time is pregnancy, the happiest moment is the actual childbirth. She's bringing in a child, her child, into the world. And that's why Kosh Baruch Hu says, because the time that you're supposed to tak enjoy Simcha, the time that you deserve to enjoy Simcha, to enjoy it, you're not going to enjoy it. You're not going to have the Simcha. You had Simcha where you weren't supposed to have, you had Simcha where it was off limits, then I'm going to take away the Simcha that you deserve to have. That is Haba Abi Yitzvonecha Renech V'Yodeich. Same thing, l'chayyeh, same thing here, is that a person, when he gets married, has children. So of course, he has an inyan of chinuch, but one of the things of having a child is that you have an inyan of chinuch, and the child is supposed to be mechabed lo and derive his mesorah from you. And that's a natural thing when you have children, natural thing when you get married, you have children. And when this person went and was chaymit, eishes chaveray, and when this person had, or eishes yifastaya, whatever it is, and had what was normal, but you should know what was normal should be is the pashat that the son should be mechabed aviv. No, but here, where you were nice and ena v'achad, you went out, you were chaymit, v'mash eino shaloi, hebuch v'tzayni yisparach, then what's normal, kosh will make pung faket. The son, which is normal, which was to be mechabed aviv, faket is going to be makla aviv, and the mechabed, someone who's Eino Yaviv. It's the same thing of someone Mavakich is going to be taken away, Masha Yeshla, but it's even Masha Yeshla, what's coming to you, what's rightfully supposed to be yours, what's Numal in the Derech HaTeva supposed to be yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take it away. All right, last week we discussed a number of things. I would like to go into two Nukudas, make a Sikkim, two Nukudas, and then we'll go further. One is that we discussed last week that there's a machloikis. What is the taich of loisachmai? The fundamental machloikis, and has nafkeminas la'alacha. Is loisachmai on the chayfetz itself? I will chaymid your item. I like the item itself. I want your tie. I want your house. I want your chayfetz. I want your nash. I want that thing. Or is chemda even more broad, anything that's mashiyesh loy? Not just because you have a specific chemda for the item or the tzur of the item, but even the shavius of the item, the underlying value of the item, the chemda, it goes on everything. And I'll explain the difference, what I mean. We discussed a number of nafkaminas, but they all fall into one category. Maybe it's zao gavze, loizu avsu. We had a shayla. Is there an itza chemda on momen? I want to be chaymit. I mean, there's no tzura, there's no keli. I see you're wealthy, you have a lot of bills. I want that money. Is there an itza chemda? So if you say a chemda is only on a chayfet, something which is miuchad, your chayfet, something which is miuchad, it's yofa, whatever it is, I want that item. So mammon is nothing. Mammon is shava bakol. There's nothing unique in this $100 bill over the next $100 bill. So it's not that I'm chaymit punked your item. I'm chaymit the shavya shabbat. I want the value. I want the dollars. I want the money. But I don't want the item. So therefore we said that some people would like to say that on mammon there is no leisachmait. And we said that Rav Chaim Kanievsky brought a rai from Pashas, a rai from a Masech Dekala, that even on mammon there is leisachmait. But if we'll name on that there was no leisachmait on mammon, because you need a tzura, a chayfetz, something which is yofa, which is miuchad, chaveri, so then came along the next set of achareinim and said, could be that there's no leisachmait on something which is motzi l'knaisa b'shok. Means, let's say you have a tie which I'm chalishing for. I like that tie. It's a great tie. I have a suit to match. I mamish would love that tie. But if I could find it in the stores, so even grad, I pester you for that tie. I'm not available to sanka because that's why I can get in the stores. If it's readily available, I can get in the stores as well. So why am I pestering you? Because I'm car, because I don't want to spend the money. But be aside, that tie, I'm pestering you to give me that tie. But you said, I don't need the tie out of the tie, Shabbai. I'm pestering you. The reason I'm doing that tie is out of the mum in Shabbai. Because I am not doing out of the tie, Shabbai, because I can get the tie in the store as well. So even though Be'etam, I am doing it for the tie, because I don't want any other tie except for that tie. But since it's Matzik Nais of a Shuk, so come to it's a tie of why I'm being mafta you, is really for the underlying value of the tie. And therefore, again, if you learn that mum is loisachmite, so they take, some take it a step further, even for this is loisachmite. To take it yet a step further, if you have a bunch of toys and you have good taste, and I want, but I don't care which toy you give me, so I just want any toy of yours, and it's not on the Dova Mesuyim, so they want to say, again, maybe it's Loila Saka, because I'm not interested in punked any one toy. And then yet Achorinim take it to the fourth level.
If it's the mom, it's going to be a problem.
Sorry? Yeah, if it's mom, again, I'm only going if Avadi Lachayishu, Yimachme, it's a Suffolk Teraisa.
Many ties. When you want one of those ties, it means you want really the value of one of those ties.
So if I want the value, so they want to say if value is permissible, then this would also be permissible. And take it to the next step, is let's say I want your chutzah. Let's say I need a house, I need a place to live, I'm moving to Lakewood, and I see your house, and I'm chalishing to move in the neighborhood, and I pester you to sell me your house. But be'etzem, if you would give me a different house in the neighborhood, I would also be fine. I just want to live in the neighborhood. And if you get me someone else in the neighborhood to sell me a house, it's fine. It's not like I need punked your house because it's five bedrooms or what else it is. No, I just need any house. Just granted, you happen to be the victim, I'm going to pester you. So even though it's on your specific house, but again, it's not pshat that I need punk the house because of the tzur of the yichud of the house. Even though maybe you could say the neighborhood is the miyukad, good, so then I can get other place. If you give me a house somewhere else, I'd also take it. So even if I pest you on a specific item, they want a ton, and maybe that's not leisachmei, because again, it's not on a specific tzura yefi of the chayfetz. Now again, this is all like teshita that the not leisachmei in a moment. And then we discussed last week, we had maybe another dagger, a fifth dagger. So Yankiv wants a tiny, even if it is on a specific item, yuchad mamish yefi, but if I don't see it, Hitan is upset. You can't have a true chemda without being nos and ein of a love. So you don't see it, so you can't have the lois achmoid. That's why he said by a kidney, if a person wanted an organ and it's tamun, you can't see the organ, so there's no lois achmoid. He suggested it. Good. But again, this is all on the tzad, there's no lois achmoid by moment. But l'choy, it's veka deraisa l'chumran, hayyoyis, it's a machloikis, one should be a machma on all the examples I just gave. Another thing I would like to revisit is Cheski asked a shayla with tzedakah. People go around collecting tzedakah. Is there nisa of leisachmud? And we discussed at the Rishonim HaMavur that there is a leisachmud even on a matana. To force someone to give a matana is also leisachmud. Not only a matzah of, let's say, reyim, to sell you something, to pay it. Not even if it's a true matana, I force you, I convince you, I pester you enough to finally you okay, just loves up, here's the matana. Or I put you in a position that you're embarrassed. Like we discussed, let's say, Ish Nikbat comes over and would like to get something of yours, he asks you to do him a toiva. So let's talk about a kinyan on a chepetz. He needs a gemara, and he asks you to give him a matana, this gemara. And you can't refuse if that would be the case, or some other case. He asks you to lend him something. We're going to see that there's loisachmud even on she'ela, and you can't refuse, so there is a loisachmud. So shaila is, what happened to tzedakah? People go around collecting tzedakah. Is there an issue of loisachmud? This shaila, I found the Ger Rebbe, I believe it was the Imri Emes, I don't know history, but it was the Ger Rebbe who lived before the Muhammad. The Ger Rebbe asked this shaila to the Eretz Tzvi. Chuvah's Eretz Tzvi has a few chuvahs in a row, like Dalit, Hey, Vav, from the Ger Rebbe. And he asked him, what's going to be, if you hold that there's an Issa Leisachmud by Matana, which there is, Rabbi Yain and others, so what's going to be, how could someone go around and ask for tzedakah? And he says, which we discussed before to answer, but I thought he meant a little more, but I looked over it tonight. He said the following. He said that we don't have an issa of leisachmoid when the person is mechuyif to do something. His lashon is at shekefeu, ad she'ata kefeu, begufay kefeu b'mamayin, which is a famous lashon. I believe the Ramban says, that other people say that when we have a kefen on a mitzvah, kefen on something that there's a din kfiya on, you have to know tztaka is b'chal, but if you have things which are din kfiya on, just like you're allowed to be kefeu begufay, Koshikin, you're allowed to be kofer b'mamaynis. He says, Koshikin here, you're allowed to be maftzeboy to do what's mechuy, what's mutal olav. Like we discussed last week, this matzah, let's say someone has extra matzah, someone has a shortage of matzahs, and we discussed last week that if he needs the matzah to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, it might be a chiv on his friend to give him a matzah, or an esrog, whatever it is. So you're forcing him to be mekayim his mitzvah. So be'etzem, since it's a mitzvah tzedakah, l'chalapakah shavarbut is a mitzvah tzedakah on kol ani b'Yisrael. So if there's a mitzvah tzedakah, so if he's puts you in a position that you can't turn him down, but he's putting you in a position to be mekayim what's mutal alecha, I'll be the mitzvah satayra. And I saw tonight that the Chavetz Chaim at the end of Shemir Salash, I don't know why it's there, but the end of Shemir Salash, and in Siyam HaSeifi, he has like five inyanim which he wants to discuss, and I think it's the very last one, or the second to last, he discusses Lo Yisachmoid, and he says the example, like he said, like discussed last week, the example he says in the Sefer Mitzvah Zakotza, not to press a shver or a parent for an item that they're not mechuyiv to give you. And he says, in parentheses, he says, and who are then all matonis? And in parentheses, a chutz from tzedakah. He doesn't explain why, but it's chutz from tzedakah. You could force someone, pressure someone to give tzedakah. So the word is, it's a din kfiya. So if you're going to learn it's only out to din kfiya, then it should only be what you're mechuyiv to do apidin. So let's say you're mechuyiv to do a little tzedakah apidin, whatever the chiyuvim are that you're supposed to take mishtatif to help him out, so that he's allowed to force you. More than that, he won't be allowed to force you. So at the first time he asks you for money, fine. But then when he nudges you after you already gave him a few dollars, and he nudges you, he wants a few more dollars, at that point, if you already yaitzi your mitzvah tzedakah, and you don't have a chiv to give him any more, so now he'd be mafsa, you're in a chanam, he'd be over loisachmite.
has a chiv mitzvah, if he gives you more.
Yeah, I don't know if you can be kafeya. The vod is that if he has a chiv to do, so at your kafeya b'gufa, kafeya b'mona, kafeya b'afterosa, you kafeya whatever you can do to be mekayim a mitzvah. But now, if you don't have the chiv anymore, now l'chayit is a tesefis kfiya, l'chayit, that should be awesome. Another nekuda is, if the, let me just finish up and I'll take question. Another nekuda is, let's say the person, is not a real oni. He's collecting, let's stretch it a little bit. I'm not talking about some imposters, but let's say he's not oni according to halacha. Whatever the din is according to halacha, you have to learn your idea. According to the Gemara, you need to have parnasa for Yud Beis Chodesh. The Torah says maybe it's Bizmanenu. Rishonim say maybe Bizmanenu. It's a little different. We don't have like a Chakopeya. But whatever the Gedorim are in Huchas Tzedakah, if this person doesn't fit into that, and he's not a oni ka halacha, but he still could use the money. So maybe he wouldn't be able to give his task going collecting because 14 needs the money and he's desperate or he's in a tight matzif, whatever it is. I don't know in how to be magdirit. Let's say he's collecting, if I can take this, I don't mean to say anything that I shouldn't be saying, but let's say he's collecting, let's say, and it's only shayli sheyeska chokham, let's say he's collecting for a dira. And let's say he bets him could rent a dira. And he doesn't have to buy a dira, he's collecting to buy a dira. And let's say, you have to ask your Sheilas Chacham, that for buying a dira, he's not mechuyev to them. I'm not talking about if he has to marry his children, and say, Tanai koidim lamais, and he can't get a child married, so then you would have a mitzvah stuck out to marrying children. Maybe now it's only, but maybe you have to know that. But let's say it's a person who's going to collect for dira, and he has all cheshbonos, why it's kedaifim to buy the dira, he'll save money in the long run, all very nice cheshbonos. But let's say he doesn't have the, you don't have the chiv tzedakah, because it's give him a dira, because he bets him has money to rent a dira for 12 kadashim, and he has money to put bread on his table, whatever. He just doesn't have the $300,000 he needs to buy a dira, and he's not an oni kedin, and now he's going around, now he's like a leis achmar, because now you don't have the heta of being kafeya on the mitzvah tzedakah.
Kafeya is only on the first dal anyway. Whatever the
chiyuv
is.
The heter would be only on the first time. But after you give him, and now if you're saying that you don't have a chiyuv to give him anymore, so I said, you would have a selek sakwant on ulanim. But an exception, like we said in the previous weeks, is if you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for others, then it would be mutter. If you're collecting for somebody else, you might say, faket, godam maseo, yesu menoisa tzedakah, so faket, it would be good, and it's not a problem with leisakwant, because we discussed in a number of situations, leisakwant is only if you're doing it for yourself. If you're doing it for somebody else, there's no issa of leisakwant. So if the person's not collecting for himself, he's collecting for somebody else, so memele, then it's hutshulay, then he won't have a problem with leisakwant. But if he's collecting for himself, then A, he'll have to be an onikidin, whatever that din is, and B, he'd only be able to be master you what your chiv is, kedin. More than what your chiv is, it would be a nissa.
Ani kedin is only if he's adam chashav. If some guy comes to my door, even if he's not an ani kedin, he's allowed
to hear. You have to know, again, if you're able to say no, if he puts you in a position that you can't say no, and he, you know, lets himself into the house and he's like sort of not leaving till you give him a nadavo, or he pesters you and you gave him, let's say the other camp, right? You gave him and he's asking you and again the sob story again and again. So that's already a haftarah more than kiddin.
You don't have to ask right away, have you been mekayim tzedakah again this year?
No, grada not, because, all right, you have to, I want to get into hukas tzedakah, but there are different chiyuvim. There's one chiyuv out smaisin and there's another chiyuv of tzedakah and there's another chiyuv called ani that you have a chiyuv to give tzedakah. You have to learn through hukas tzedakah, it's not for tonight, and see what it is. Telemark is on the phone, they're doing it for their boss. Yeah, and they're doing it tzedakah. So if they get a commission, okay, you have to know how the commission. Every person going around collecting someone else is also has a tayvus on usher by also getting a commission. That's.
That's
you're going with him. You mean you go and you collect on his behalf? You mean? But so if he's getting a commission, so then you have to know how it's structured. If the deal was like half. Raises its other issues of matter and other things. But if he's getting paid from the moised, so the money that he's getting from him is going to the moised, and the moised is paying him schir, so what he's doing. So that's him, he's doing it avor acherim, even though he has a tevis and nosha, but one could argue that might be mutter, as a sakman for somebody else. Maybe. Now, that which it says that you could do it for someone else, you raise commissions. What about if, let's say, I need something for my son-in-law, whatever it is. So I need to buy a house for my son, whatever. I want my son to have this house. And I'm after you, or I want an item for somebody else, but I'm not being mafsa to you to give it to Yena straight. I'm being mafsa to you to give it to me that I should be able to give it to Yena. I mean, I don't really need it. Whether I tell it to you, I don't tell you, mach no choice. But I think, even though I saw someone who said not like that, I think, Kedava Pashit, you are Evaloi Sachmet. You don't have the heta that you're doing it Avrola Acherim. Because the Vara of Avrola Acherim means you don't have a chemdes atzmi. It's going, you're forcing Yena to give it to somebody else. Vivite, he's giving it to you, and you're being koina, and you're in the picture in the middle. So you're being koina, and you have a tevis anot from it to give it to somebody else. Well, that's how you decide to be mishdamish in this chayfetz. So unless you tell me, I don't know, you could...
That's the case of your dear. He wants it for his Adam. It's the same thing.
No, he wants it for his Adam. He wants it, yeah. He wants it, but yeah, okay, but that case is he wants it for himself so he can give it to his Adam. Right, so in that case, I think that Lakai should be a double push that you are over Lay Sakmai. So if the Yeshiva... If the yeshiva doesn't own the yeshiva, and it's taka yeshiva zaka, I'm not going to get into politics here, but then it's avora acherim. If he taka personally owns the yeshiva, and he comes over to you, and you can't say no, and you, let's say you can't say no, and you have to give a nice nedava, then let's say you mukhiv to al pi halacha, then one could question if it's over le sakman. Oh, we're going to discuss that later, one second. All right.
Yeah, ask for 500
and
say no, because then
could
ask for 360. And then say no, okay, give me 250. Like, is each time,
well,
it's a different...
Well, you only said no to 360. The only thing is that if he asks for 500, you had an intention to give him 100. When he asks for 500, you no longer can give him 100 because you look foolish. So you have to touch 250 or whatever it is. You know, it runs into a chilas of Lois Achmed. All right. Another issue is chiris. We discussed, touch on it, but I just want to revisit it. It's chiris, pashas, you are a lezakmer, even on chiris. It's mavu like that in a number of poiskim. You can have a fishidina examples of chiris. I just run through it. One is, it's simple. I go over to a baladir. He's not interested in renting it out. Let's say he's away for Pesach and I need it for my parents. Okay, that might be like Avu Achem, depending how it's structured. But let's say I need it for myself. Or if I'm after you to rent it to me, then that will be over Lay Sakma. I'm after you to lend it to me. I have guests coming for Shabbos and I need the Dira. If I'm after you to rent it or lend it to me, then that will be Lay Sakma. Another case of chiris would be I could be master the seicher. That means the seicher is in, and I convince the seicher, you know, you have your 2-year lease with the guy, unless he has permission to sublet, and I say, you know what, really this neighbor is not for you, you really did belong to be somewhere else, you're very choshev, you don't belong in this neighborhood, you're supposed to be near yeshiva or somewhere else, go and I'll take the house over for him, and I convince you, oh, for shindin reasons why it's great, a good idea for you to leave and rent it to me, and I put pressure on that, I'll be over Lay Sakmaid, because I'm taking away this chiris that you are a seicher to, that you really rightfully have. Another case that the place can bring down is a little more complicated, but basically is if the house is rented out to somebody and I go to the balabas and I convince him, let's say I'll make it the balabas is a guy, and I convince him to rent it to me and break his lease with the first guy, Shalai Kedin, Yesh Lodin, that even that would be Lois Achmai. Smash one like that, that would also be Lois Achmai. You could be Chaylik, but I'm being Chaymid, I'm causing that the first person leaves and I'm going to get what he has because I'm Chaymid what he has, and I'm doing it, even though I'm not directly dealing with the Sheikh, I'm dealing with the Masker, but that could also be Lois Achmai. If who? If the Bala? So the Chayyah, that's not a problem. The Balabas, the Seich only has March and April, let's say, and for May it's a free for all. And I convince the Balabas to give it to me for May. Look, that's not Leisakmud on the Seich because I'm not taking away what the Seich has. I might have only map of Karara, other issues, but I'm not even Leisakmud. Yeah, but I'm not being Chaymed based Reyecha because that bias didn't belong to the Seich for May. That bias only belonged to the Seich of April. For May, already a month later, he didn't deserve to have it. He didn't own it yet, so I'm not being claiming his bias. Because why would someone break someone's contract? Shall I get in? So that's why I wanted that the mask here should be a guy. He's breaking the Seich's contract. L'chayra should not be a difference. L'chayra, yes.
The
no, that's what he said. If the contract's over and I'm been convincing him to give me something for Lachas Man, so if I'm not being, it means that the Balabayas is masking, there's no chance to give it to me. So I'm not being over Lesakwan on him. And only Vod is, it might be Lesakwan because I like this Chiris course. Let's say it will make it a business. I like his location. And I convince the landlord to let me have my business there. So if it doesn't belong to the existing business yet, because his lease ends April 30th. Good, but he doesn't own it yet for May. I'm not over Lasaka. We have a different problem of there's a problem maybe of Onir Bachachor, there's a problem of Takonis Agoinim not to do that. Other problems. I'm not going into, I'm saying Aslo Yisak, but I don't have a problem.
Wouldn't that be like a...
I'm not over Lasaka, but it's not his yet that I'm over Lasaka. All right, let me just continue. I have a number of things I want to discuss. Another thing is, there's a shayla in the Paiskim, the Mishpatim Yisharim has the following shayla. How are you allowed to do good or ogud? You have two shutfim. And let's say it's not working out or is working out, but I have a chemdam, I want to take over your chelik as well. So I invoke the process of a good or ogud. Either you buy me out or I buy you out. And let's say I'm convinced that you won't be able to match my bid, and if I'll end up buying you out. Why am I not over Leisachmet? Or am I over Leisachmet? No, you're not willing to give up, but you're forced. You have no brayer. Because by good or all good, you're in a position that either you buy me out or I buy you out. But you don't. You'd rather stay as a shutif. You'd rather not sell your chelik for $300,000. You'd really, if $500,000, maybe, but for $300,000, you're not willing. You'd rather stay a shutif. You think there's a lot of hope here, a lot of future here, the markets.
Which side are you asking for? The one
who's initiating the thing and putting the other person in position to take away his chelik, is he over Leisachmet? And Mishpatim Yisharim first suggests, and maybe by Shutfin, you're not over Leisachmet, because Shutfin, Leisachmet is only on something that doesn't, that you don't own yet. But since in every atom, in every molecule you own half, so it's kilo, you're shaykh to the shutfis as well. Maybe it's, you're being Leisachmet, based on Echa Vishal, maybe that's not part of.
So
what? Yeah, maybe that's not Leisachmet. That's what he suggests, but then he says, no, he goes back and forth. Maybe it is Leisachmet. He says, Ventzach, why are you doing it? If you're doing because the Shutfis Taka not working out, no, but if you're doing because you have a taiva that you think you're going to profit more and you'll take it over and who knows what you'll do with it, and then he says that, yeah, you are over Leisachmet. You know, it's a bit schwer, you know, it means kumtoy, it's a good organ, when it says in Shukunog to do good organ, there's a next sif there that says, by the way, but if you're doing Asoy Sakman, you shouldn't do good organ. I didn't find that, it's a bit mechudish that to say that if you invoke a good organ process, you have a low sakman. And then, let me explain what I'm driving at, why I feel that the shayla, I know I'm on my own, but I feel that the shayla is off mark. I have a different shayla. Shteit in the Gemara, I know some people ask the shayla too. Okay, good, but shteit in the Gemara, oni mapa b'charara. So it was a maisa, Rav Gidl, oh, maisa, and so on, took it away from him. The guy didn't know. Tu amaroim, he didn't know. He went, he complained to the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, whatever, I forgot all the amaroim's names in the Gemara. And he went, and he got him, and he convinced him, and he told him, you should know, you over oni mapa b'charara, why you do it? So he said, yeah, for sure, I wouldn't have done it. And he gave it to the other person. The person said, I don't want to take him, I send him a tana sikha. So it became arad rabbanan. That's the Gemara. How is he able to go to the Rav to mention to the other side that this is on Imam Bukharara, that he wants it, he wants this field, which now rightfully belongs to somebody else, and he's getting a Ish Mechubad involved to try to convince the other party to give it up? Why isn't it Leisachmet? And I still grant that some people ask the Shaila, but I think the Shaila is also Bukhara Atois. And I'll ask you another Shaila, Bametra. Shaita Allah we have a whole simin of Bametra. How you let a come out a whole simin of Bametra? How you let a Bametra? I mean the Mukhimid this property. Someone else bought it, and I'm a Khimid the property, and I want that property. And state Bametra whole Allah, because yeah, I'm allowed to take away that property. If I can't, you have a Vesisa Yosh of Atoy, you shouldn't come here and you have to give it to me. Why isn't it Lois Achmoid? I want this property. I have reasons why I want punk this property, no other property, there's no other heterium. And yeah, it's Mamish Beis Rayacha, and yet no one says that, by the way, Bametra is only theoretical, but Lamaisi you should never do Bametra because you have a Lois Achmoid. We never find that. What's Pshat? Pshat is Pashit. Is that what I have a schus to, what's mine? That Leisach Beis Reich means something that's yours. I don't have a schus to. I don't have a right to. So Viva, I don't have a right to. I'm over Leisachmet. If I have a Hilchus Bametzah that Chazal gave me that right to, then I'm not over Leisachmet. If Onim Abib B'Charara, albeit it's a less of a right, but I have a right, Onim Abib B'Charara, to get something from you, and let's say we paskin, which we do, not like Raman Tam, so it's not Mitzin. Good, it's not Mitzin once a guy did it, perpetrated it, but I have a tain on the guy, and he bet him his Nikar Rasha, and I want it back because he did me a rishis. If that's schus that I have, why you able to sachmud if you invoke the schus that you have? Api choshe mishpat. So who adin? I don't hear the kasha, good or ugud. If I have a schus, the way we made the tnoi hashutz are that anyone, which is built in, anyone could call good or ugud whenever they want, and that's our schus, and my right and your right, and I'm invoking the schus that was given to me by Chazal. Why am I over loisachmoid if that's my halachic right? I don't understand the shaila.
But if you know that the other person can't.
But that is my right. My right is that I'm allowed to do it even if the other person can't. Why? It's a kasha, but that's my right. So how could you... No, I'm not talking about I didn't do good or agar, I did exela. When it's oiska halten and hukas good or agar, go through a sugya good or agar, and it's oiska halten, it's a proper good or agar. Luchaya should be over loisachmoid. No, you're not like that. You did what was right. That was your din to do. I don't understand why you should be. I don't hear the shayla. It means it would be a regular din shutvis and you do something shalika din. You maftzaloy and you don't do a day good agar. I think it's partial avad. You even loisachmite. It's mavu like that and other chuvis. But if you do your halachic right, why are you even loisachmite?
If you knew the other guy would buy you out, you would never do it.
Good.
Let's say it's $300,000. The other person can't afford you $300,000. But if I call this bluff and somebody lends him $300,000, I'm not ready to do it. So the chayre...
It's a risk I took. But if I have that, first answer me chayre mishpat, ask good agar, and then I'll answer you lezakat. From good agar, do I have a right to do that? With a halachic right that I have, that means I have that schus to do it. If I have that schus to do it, why am I able lezakmai? I'm not doing something shalikadin. Look, it might not be a nice thing, it might be... But if I'm doing what my right, all right.
But what you're saying over there, having a schuz, goes back to the question you were saying before with the month. If the shaykh is.
That they still don't have a schuz. It's only on your map of Bukharora type of issue or other takonas are going on. But he doesn't. The balabas could throw the guy out for me. He has no contract for me. If he wants, he could throw the guy out. What? Not planning on it. I wish I could, I would, I meant, doesn't mean that it's your house. It's not Beis Re'echa till you have a schus mamon in it. Right now, you don't have a schus mamon in it, so where's the Beis Re'echa? Sorry? So you're over maybe again, only a mapik with Harara, but where is Loisak? Loisak has to be on Beis Re'echa. Let me ask you, for me, does it belong to the guy May? Could he be Makadish and Nisha with the house for me? Does Chusish Damshit for me? No, he doesn't own it yet. So how could I be over Loisak on the Chusish Damshit? He doesn't own yet. Loisak is on Beis Re'echa. All right. Let's try to finish up. We have to finish up.
I'm asking for a raise.
Sorry?
Asking for a raise. In case of spheres.
You're talking about a pile, you mean?
Yeah.
And you're holding on mumming. So he's asking for a raise. I don't know why. And it's, let's say, lachas manos. If you don't want to hire him, don't hire the guy. Why should you be lezakman? I want a raise. I feel like I could command more. No, I feel that more. I could command more. My service commands more money. So therefore, I'm going to Baal Basuk. Last year, I was worth $20 an hour. This year, I think I'm worth $25 an hour. Would you like to hire me for $25? If not, then I'll leave. I have a schus to do so. I know it's chayim. It is a new term. I have a right to handle with you, to negotiate with you. When I want to buy something, I have a right to negotiate. It's my negotiation for the new year that's up for grabs. My new negotiation is I want another $5 for my salary, whatever it is. I don't know if that's a problem. All right, let's try. I want to finish up. And I'll take Charlotte at the end if there's time. Okay, we're holding in the middle of, it's Shimon Shinnun Tas. We're holding in the middle of Sif Yud. So we were talking about the first half of the Sif Yud, the first half is talking about Loisachmai. Now we're going to talk about Loisachmai. Kolam is Ave Beisai, O Ishtai, the Caleb Shachavere, the Chol Koyetu Beze, Kevin Shachoshav Beliboy, Eich Yikne Doveze. He thinks, he's very scheming, how I'm going to get it. Vinifta Beliboy, he convinced himself, yes, he wants to get it, he has a plan. Vinifta Beliboy Bedova, Ove Beloisase Shaloisa Sisave, Veintave Ela Belebovad. You're ready over Loisasave before you did any mice. The fact that you were Goma Beliboy, you were scheming, how am I going to get this item from Yeno? And that, the doing actually would be eventually a loisachmai, but even in its initial stage, just to plan, how am I going to do it? I'm already over loisasave. Loisasave is the first step to a loisachmai. Now, the mashmais of the mechabe is, it's kevin shachach b'liba eich yiknen dova zev nifta b'liba b'dova. It means if I just chalashing for your item, and I don't scheme and don't plan, I know that I can't get it, but I wish I would have that time, but I'm not scheming how I'm going to convince you to get it. So that it sounds like the Mechaber, you're not over loy sasava. And it says like the Aruch HaShulchan, you're not over loy sasava. He said it's a midas chasidus not to, but loy sasava has to be, I schemed, I was going with badait, I planned in my mind how I'm going to get this chepetz from you. And Kol Shekein, L'chayrin, it's Rabbeinu Avraham ben Aramam says this, I think it's Parshas Yisroi, he says it, others as well, Kol Shekein, if I see that you have a great toy, and I also want a toy, I see you have a great item, I also want the item, I see you have a house, I also want the house, but not your house. I don't plan on taking your house away from you. You could have your house, I forgive you. Keep your house. But I also want the same exact things. I'm going to see where I could build the same house, or where I can get that toy, where I can get that car. I see you're driving a beautiful car, great, I also want that toy. I see you have a nice gadget, I also want that gadget. That's not over, even if I think what to do, because, and not only that, and not over, but even if I fear and buy it in the store. Because Lezakwit is on your item. I didn't come to convince you to get your item. So I'm not over Lezakwit. I'm not over Lezakwit to think how am I going to get it from the store. Which store I'm going to buy it from. Whatever I plan, that's not Lezakwit. Lezakwit is if I think how I'm going to get it from you. Now they say that even that is a Midas Chasidus, not to have these taivis. You see something from somebody else and you have a kinder. Oh, you also need that because Yechave needs that. They also say it's a Midas Chasidus not to do it. And that's also an Indian, a min loisesava, a min loisachmit. But make a din, there is no loisachmit or loisesava. So it's, you know, we discussed Ibn Ezra's, we started off with Akasha, how can you be mekayim loisachmit? For mice, it's not so schwer. Loisachmit is just laws up, just let Yen have what he has. You see whatever you see in your chalish and gezintite, let him just keep it, and you want something similar somewhere else, you're fine. You're not over loisachmit, you're not over loisesava. Loisachmit is only if you're going to try to get him to give it to you, or loisesava, you plan on how. You're scheming how I'm going to get him to give it to me. That's over loy sasava, loy sachmit. But just you want a similar item, that's fine.
Same thing with the
tradition.
He's the
gabbai
in the show, and I
want to
be the gabbai.
So
that's the same thing.
I want to be that gabbai?
I want to be the
gabbai. I want to be
gabbai sheni? No, I want to be the gabbai.
And so what? Where is he going to go? So that means you want his position. So they discuss if you want a mystery, if you want a position to somebody else, that they discuss. That might be Lysak. The Shreinim bring down when they talk about Lysak, this case of taking positions. We might have a problem with it exactly because we discussed that Lysakman is only on something which is Nikna, Koniv and Nikna, so not on just Chokhmah. So you have to know maybe this is a business. I don't know how it stims 100% with the Arkhushuk, and you can be a Machalik. So Lysasavi is whatever we discussed till now, Lysakman, that's what Lysasavi is, just one step early in Bimak Shava. If what you plan on doing is not going to be Lysachmite, means if I plan on, I'm going to ask him once, I'm not going to be Maftzaboy, I'm going to do whatever is Kahalachas, I'm not over Lysasava either, because Lysasava was only if I planned on doing something, I'm thinking I'm have a taiva for doing something which eventually could be a Lysachmite. If it's not going to be a Lysachmite, then I don't have a Lysasava either. So you have Lysasava without Lysachmite. Vada, from the initial level, you're ready over Lysasava. All right, let's do Sefir Aleph. Hataiva mevi lidei chimud, vachimud mevi lidei gezel. It's progressive. She imloi rotu habaylim limkor, afa pi shehir ba'olem bedomim, vehivtze bereim, and we medayik, that you see from the Mechaba, which is Loshon Rambam, the Hebrew bedomim is also a haftzara to be over Lysachmite. You're not holding by selling me the house for its fair market value, but I'll throw in more money, and now I convince you that's also Lysachmite. But if you're loi rotu habaylim limkor, afa pi shehir ba'olem bedomim, vehivtze bereim, yovali de gezel. Because that's the next step. You have such a cheshik for it, about the next step, he's going to get it any which way you can. Shenema v'chom debat v'gazel v'im omdu ha'baylim b'fonav l'hatzum ha'moynim omenu m'ligzoyl, and he prevent you from stealing. What's going to happen? Yavo lidei shvichas damim. The next step, your tithe is going to be boya b'esh, goyva b'liba. What are you going to do? You're going to have to eliminate him to get him out of your way to be able to get what you want. Tzei olamad m'maysa achoy v'novis. Let's go see, learn from the maysa of achoy v'novis. Rather, the Medrash says that the Aseres HaDibros, each one was a set Balash and Yachan, and each one was meant for a certain person. It means the paragon, the mashal of each Aveira of Aseres HaDibros has a certain character in Tanakh. And the one for Lo Sachmud was Achav. That's what the Medrash says. Lo Sachmud was written for Achav. What was the ma'aseh of Achav? Achav had a neighbor, another Israeli, and he saw him have a kerem, and it's important to say over the ma'aseh because we're going to learn things from the ma'aseh. He had a friend, another Israeli, a shachin, another Israeli, and he wanted his kerem next door. He wanted his kerem. He wants his kerem. He's Dr. Melech. And he goes over to him nicely and asks him to please give it to him, sell it to him. Nothing doing. Obviously, Israeli, it's not for sale. He's not masking. And he goes and apparently he had the yechelis to say no. Right, he did. So and then we came to the next step, and he comes home, and his wife asks him, Izevel, famous Izevel, what's going on? Izella Rishanta, what's going on? Why are you so upset? Oh, the story, I would love to have this novice Israeli's kerem, it's Gavaldik, I would love it. Fine, no problem. It will be taken care of. Izella goes ahead, sends to the Chachomim, whatever, and makes this plan. They're going to hire two Eidei Sheker, and the Eidei Sheker are going to give testimony that novice Israeli was Mevorach Hashem, his Mevorach Hashem Vesamelech. And that was a euphemism. He was Makalel as Hashem v'samelech lo'yaleinu, and he's chayiv misa. And because he was also Makalel as Hamelech, the din is married b'malchus. His nechosim belong to the king. It's machlekes in Gemara, but that's how we paskin, and that's pshat. They learned it. They've touched it up in the ma'aseh novice Israeli. That's what happened. And plan worked as no problem. They gave edus and they killed novice Israeli. Then came the novice to Achav and told Achav, haratzachta v'gam yirashta. You eliminated a person, besides the Lizakmanship, but you killed it, it was Bali Deshikas Damim. The Gam Yirashin, you took away, means it was a Lizakmanin, you took away the money from the person, the Kerem from the person you killed. Because of that, because of this Chet, you're going to die, and your blood is going to be like a Klovim, the dogs are going to lick your blood. It means you're not going to be Zaycha to a proper Kvur either. And that, Kain Hoya. And how did it happen? And you do it to Kamaisa. Novice, the next parak goes on to say that Achav wanted to decide whether he should go to war or not. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Mi yifates Achav? Who's going to convince Achav to taka do this? Who's going to give him a ruach sheker as a novi to tell him it's a good idea to wage war and be killed in the war?" And novice, the neshama of novice Israeli, the ruach of novice said, "I will do it." And he taka went down and he convinced Achav and he was killed. And it was the kima nevuah. Was in his kind. And according to Mefarshim, even his kids were killed out, according to some pshat in the Gemara. Okay, that was the mice. So you see from what would happen, he had this taiva, and went to Chemda, and ended up going all the way at Kedei to Shvichas Dam. And that is the mice of Achav. It's unbelievable you say this like a mice, because you see how far human nature, how far we can go, and here's Achav. And now let me take it to the next step. Achav, as we know, is in lechilik le'ilam haba. Achav, as we know, was a person who had other peklach, other averis. He had the dubious honor. This wasn't his only avera. And yet he was only zoicha to this ritzicha mishuna, was only because haritzachta v'gam yirashta, because you did this mice of lisachman all the way to the end of ritzicha. He did other things. But he wasn't zoicha to have lokakul aklavim. It was only for this mice of lisachmite. And not only that, who did the lezang? In fact, he even was mitznatzel to the Navi. I did it. I didn't do anything. Izevel did it. I did it. I didn't do anything. Izevel did it. And the Navi said, "That's not an excuse. You are machallah. You sold to her," whatever what that means. But it was like done and together, even though you knew it was going to be. Maybe it was prat because the Rishonim, the Sefer Chredim says, lezachmit is missing a vav. And different ways how to teach it, like say chomed, or different ways. But one of the ways is that you can't cause others to be over leisach, when you can't cause others to do, or you can't get it through other people, depending on the different. You can't do things that other will be chomed you. So even be indirectly, and by him going home and complaining to Izevel and knowing that Izevel's reputation, she'll figure out a way how to get you the kerem for that. Haritzachta v'gam yirashta, and he was zeicha for this klala. Santa Maisa. That's the Maisa of Achav. Now, I want to go on to it. I want to take it a step further. The Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch says, I know this is Drush, but it says, Tei ulamad mi Maisa Achav v'novis. I would have written it, I would say, Tei ulamad mi Maisa Achav. You want to know which Maisa Achav? Because he has many good. Tei ulamad mi Maisa Achav v'kerem novis. What did novis do here in this Maisa? And let's take it a step If you want a drush, it states Lechav Yishalayim because of Kamsa or Bar Kamsa. So all the Achronim is, okay, we know what Bar Kamsa did, but what did Kamsa do? Kamsa wasn't invited, he didn't show up. What did he do? Why do we have Lo'el Me'ad who always saying Lechav Yishalayim only because of Kamsa or Bar Kamsa? So a similar kash I have here, Tzeil Mamad Mimaisa Acha V'Novis. Alright, good for Joshua. What did Novis do? What was his problem? So first of all, why was he killed? Why was he zoicha to be killed? Right? He was killed by trial. He was killed by Bezin Shalei Kedin. Why was he zoicha to that? So Chazal Nemedrash says the reason why he was zoicha to that is because the Velt says it over. I want to say it over right. Is that he had a good voice, and Kol Shana Vishana, it's not going. It's a Medrash. And Kol Shana Vishana, he used to go up to Yerushalayim and he used to be mechabed olam with his chazanis, and with that. But it wasn't because he's mechabed olam. He was Mevorech es Hashem. He was mechabit es Hashem. We learn that mechabit es Hashem mehonecho. And on that, the Medrash says, mema shechanancho, from your talents. Every single person has a talent. And every single person has to use that talent to be mechabit es Hashem. And his talent was that he had a good voice. And mele, he had a chiv to be mechabit es Hashem mehonecho, to be the chazan, to be mevorech es Hashem. And he didn't do that. One year he didn't do that, and because of that, he was punished that he had this reticha. That's what Chazal said. Now, how did Chazal know this? Chazal knew everything. But I think Chazal learned it from the Pasuk. The Pasuk was that he had a din. The Pasuk says that he was killed because he was mevarech es Hashem. He was makalal es Hashem. Chazal knew that if there was a tzak bezin, that he was mevarech es Hashem, he was mevarech es Hashem. Now, if he wasn't mevarech es Hashem the way the Edom said he was mevarech es Hashem, that's not how he's makalal. He must have been makalal es Hashem in a different way, because that's what the psak din was. And the way he was makalal es Hashem, by not going up to the Yomid, because he had a good voice, he could have been ma'ir the rabbim to levels of ruchni as HaKadosh Baruch, and he wasn't. So therefore, that was his bechina of makalal es Hashem. Now, what does that mean? It means he had a midah tova, and he didn't use that midah tova the way he was supposed to use it. I believe that that's the inverted case of leisachmid. Leisachmid means that you have to know sheli sheli. What's mine is from my avodas Hashem. What's yours is yours. Everything has a cheshbon. There's a moon. There's no the velt is not hefka. So leisachmid is that you're not using your own thing for what you're supposed to forget. You want yanis. And this case, Novis was the inverted case. He's not using what he has for himself. He's not using it for Avodas Hashem, but he's fakir, hoarding it for himself, whatever his cheshbonos were. He wasn't using it to mevarkas Hashem. So it's the inverted case of Leis Achmed. If you want to say it in a different nusach, Leis Achmed is, if I want something which is yours, which means I have a munah, that is yours because it's for your Avodas Hashem, and I'm taking it away from you, that depriving you of your Avodas Hashem. So Novis did the same thing from his own zach. He deprived himself, so to speak. He deprived the Kodesh Baruch Hu from the thing that what Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him as a talent. The Medrash says, a different Medrash, I believe it's in Breishis Rabbah, the Medrash says that Oisha Shama Labal of Lerosai Zenovis HaYisraeli. So Parshat Pshat is, why is it Novis HaYisraeli? Because he had a Kerem, and if it wouldn't have been such an action on this Kerem, if he would have given it up, he wouldn't have been killed. And because he was an action, Shama Labal of Lerosai, he was ended up killed. On this note, I got the Kateya Maisa Shoya in Yerushalayim. If everyone's familiar in Strauss, Rehov Strauss has a gymnasium, whatever, there's a building there. And what happened was, is they built the building. When they built the building, by accident, they went over a foot onto somebody else's property. Yid, Hashem Shabbos. And they, after the building was half up or whatever in the process, he filed a lawsuit against them because they built the building on his grounds and he wanted them to take down the building. And they tried to negotiate with him and he wasn't going to handle. No way. It was Dach L'Shem Shemaim. The guy that said, no, that's Israel. Also did it to Shem Shemaim. No way. I'm going to give you a piece of land so you should have a gymnasium. Chulila. And of it's Israeli, the Malbim says, he also had a similar time. Chulila, I should give you a kerem so you should take the wine and be Manasseh L'Avei Dezara. Chulila. P.S. Seifu Shaldav is, like the Bisker Rav already said, that he's Choshed al Ritzicha. They decided that before the court case, very simple way to get out of the court case, they just eliminated him. They killed him, and Mamela was no court case, and Mamela they got their building. That was the building standing on Strauss. So that's a Maisa of, you want to know if Maisa Novice Israel can happen today? Yes, Tzayanim could do the same Maisa Zachav, it's not a Chiddush. Okay, that's today. So now, Novice, so it says, Oisha Shama Labal of Lerosai. So I want to tell you a little bit different. Pashvat Avad is on Kerem, not on the Kerem. I want to say it's the Oisha Shama Labal of, the Oisha is what Mashachanancha, the talent that he had, was Shama Labal of Lerosai. He withheld that talent, and because of that, he ended up getting killed. And let me take it a step further, and I'll explain what I mean. If someone would faket, if somebody would be mekayim leisakman, means not be over leisakman, and realize mashali shali v'shalcha shalcha, and not have this chemda, he would not have been vulnerable to the mice of leisakman done to him. Means had Novice Israeli not had this problem, this midi'in nechayna, of not, of being shamal bal of rase, of holding on to what's his and not using vavad Hashem, he would not have been vulnerable to the maisa achav. And you say, how do I know this? Well, I want to say it as Jewish, but I'll bring you a raya. The Medrash says that how come Novice was able to be killed from achav? The Medrash says that we know there's a haftacha, that when Kaiso goes up regal, aloysu yushalayim, lo yachmun ishes atzecha. No one will be able to have a chemda on your land. And because Novice Israeli didn't go up to Yushalayim that year, therefore Achav had the shlita to have a chemed al atzecha. So you see, it's because faket, because he didn't use his talent to be mechabed et Hashem, use what he has, mechabed et Hashem. That's why chemda was able to be toughest way. That's why someone, Achav, was able to have the chemda on him. It's hand in hand. And that's why I think it's takav, the state, that Taylor Mamma Mais Achanovas, I know it's a Jewish, but Taylor Mamma Mais Achanovas, because Novice was also party to the crime. Because had it not been for Novice, Achav would never have been able to do what he has. Because it's the inverted of chemda, but it's also a mid of chemda. The Gemara says in Zvachim, on Kuf Yuches on the Bay is a similar thing, but it's kedai to say over. The Gemara wants to know how come the Mishkan Ashila, all kabonis, we have gvulim where you're allowed to eat, but Yushalayim, teicha gvul, every kach, my kachim kalim, kachim kachim. How come by Shiloh, by Yosef Atzadik, by his Mishkan, that was able to be necha b'chom makim? What's that? This Gemara has different drashes. Comes along the Gemara Kuf Yuches on the Bay and says the following: Rabbi Avor Amar Amakra. Here's where we learn out this Joshua. You ready for this one? You need a mori for this. Ben Paris Yosef Ben Paris Ali Oyin. Here's where we know that Kachem is Necho B'chol HaGvon. How do you know that? Because Ayin Shaloi Rotes Olozun V'lei Honois Midovah She'enu Shaloi. An Ayin which didn't want to be Nana Midovah She'enu Shaloi means Yosef HaTzadik didn't want to be Nana from Eishes Petifera. Tiska, the Ayin of Yosef, means his base of Migdash, his Mishkan, will be Tiska v'toicha k'mali aneh, could be eaten v'chol ha-mokam, v'chol ha-royet state. You're allowed to eat it wherever you could see the mokam of the Mishkan. His Ayin, that was not choymed, therefore he was zoicha to a, whatever this is, a greater level of achilas kachim. I'll take it to the next step. Zavta Gemara Vaita, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Oma, also a similar drasha, Ritzoyin Sheikh Nisatneh. He was zeicher for the shechina. Retain sheich nisner. What does that mean? Ayn shalor rotzas alihonis midavah sheinu shalah. Yosef Atzadik didn't want to be nener from Eishes Petifera. Tiska v'toichal bein hasnuin. He'll be able to eat his kachim even bein hasnuin. What does that mean? That Rashi even in the shvatim, the snuin, the shvatim who was soinei Yosai, they soinei Yosai, he could have his achilas kachim even there, and to take it to the step that we want to take it to, is that, what is it, what's punktu, what's the Indian, even b'mokam asnuin, the shlita of his soinim would not be able to be shoylit on his kachim, on his kedusha, on his chayfitz, cannot have a shlita, because he was not choymed eishes petifera, because he was not oivid choymed, then the chemda of a achim, right, they will choymed him because he had a better Kesha, he had the, because of Klei Milas, Yodu Yisrael Mitzrayim, because he had the Ksenis Pasim. But because he was not Chaymed on others, therefore his Kachem, his Ruchnis, will not be, the Soinim won't have Shlita on his Kachem. And the Sefer HaChareidim says, doesn't quote this Gemara, but the Sefer HaChareidim says, if a person is not Nene, Miziv, I'm trying to say over the words if I remember it properly, Miziv Punuya, V'koshekein eishes ish yene miziv hashchina. Someone does not have this chemda for something that he shouldn't be having, chemda on mashena shaloi, then he will be zeichet to have the true chemda, the hanoa miziv hashchina. So I think that's chat over here, that he was tzeil amad mimaisa achav novus. I know we're going to just try to finish up here. Now, lamaisa is, why did novus not? Novice L'chayish have a from a cheshvin. He didn't want to give up the kerem, because if he would give it up to Achav, he'd be over l'fnaiva. Achav is over l'sachma. So if he would go through with it, he would have l'fnaiva. So gradually, he could have given up the first time, and maybe without a l'sachma. But good. But let's say, after the second time, the third time, he should have given it up, and he wouldn't have been over, he wouldn't have been killed. But l'maisi, he couldn't give it up, because he'd be over l'fnaiva. So what? What's the cheshbon here? I mean, Chazal say that that Nava should have given it up because someone is not oimid b'shasha, even for a shayim. If the shah matzlichen loy, shah matzlechas loy, you should not stand in his way because you can be mowed over. So, and you bring a raya for Novice because Novice stood in the way of Achav, he was just mowed over. So lechayre, he should, it means that kilo like he should have given it up. He shouldn't have been oishe shama lebal of l'rasi. He shouldn't have been in action. I use over lufneiva. So some rather want to say that there's no lufneiva here. I think Pasha Pshad is a few of them Tim, which is you're talking that there is Lefneva, part of there should be, who is Sakonis Nefosh, where he ended up being killed. For Sakonis Nefosh, even if you're going to tell me, like we discussed, Evan Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Yankov said that maybe for Sakonis Nefosh, it's not right, it's not Nitcha for Leisachmoid, right? But your is only Lefneva. For your Lefneva, Lechay Avada, you should rather stay alive and be alive Lefneva than like novice and be killed. So therefore, he should have given it up, even though it would have been a lifnei. You can't bring a right from there that there's no lifnei. The attack is lifnei, but he should have given it up because it's a sekundus nefesh, after pikuach nefesh. But he knew that Achav is a dangerous person, and he will figure out, he has that tzad, right? He knows that there's at least a remote chance that he would be killed, and therefore he should not have stood in his way. Sorry?
Why was the lifnei? Because Achav was doing over Lisachmut, but he was over Lisachmut regardless. When he asked him the third time, he was
okay, so some want to say that's why there's no lifnei, but I think it's not true, because every mice, even the kima mice of the buying itself, is a mice, a chefs of Lisachmut. So what he was over, he was over. But if you stop right there, you wouldn't have been over Lisachmut on the next step, on the Kenyan.
Every time you say it, there's another
Lisachmut. Well, no, it's one big haftzara, I don't know, but that's it. And if you won't end up selling it to the guy, I don't know, maybe it's tonight. If you end up not selling it to the guy, maybe he'll never be over Lisachmut. He did have tzara, but maybe it never bore fruit, you know?
He doesn't sell it. He's still over
Lisachmut. Yesh l'adam b'zeh, it might have to come. Right, and it could be, even if you make a shtadlis and avtzara to be koine, but if you're not koine at the end, let me tell you, share your story. You do it. You do it like a story of the Chavetz Chaim, that someone once went to his grocery store and he stole from the grocery. And the Chavetz Chaim went and ran after him. It's hefka. The Briskerov said the reason why the Chavetz Chaim used the lashon, it's hefka. Why didn't he say keep it? Could have said that too. Because if he would tell him to keep, right? Could have been moichel it. Let's say, well, if he would tell him to keep it, then he'd be over leizachmit, because he did a haftzara. Right? He was forced him to give him a matana to get him to keep it. So the Ebra Chavetz Chaim said, it's hefka, it's not yours. It's not mine. It's not, it's hefka, you can have it. So Mamela, now he's not Lissakna Beisri Yaka because it was hefka. So now it's on a problem of chemda. So you have to know when the Chavetz Chaim did this maisa. But the Briskerov said, oh, that's why the Chavetz Chaim said it's hefka, and he didn't say keep it because he didn't want, because even a matana you have Lissakma. So he didn't want, and this Chavetz Chaim did in the spur of the moment, right? Not only his great midas, but his whole he kept on hefka because he didn't want that guy to be nikshal even in loisachmai. Not only sikta, but even loisachmai. That's the all right. So let's firoy saksif yubeit halamadata. You learn from here. Shemesav oiver balav echod. The first stage. Once you mesav, you're ready oiver balav. Va koina dovish atayva behefta shifta bebailim oiver bebeizlavin. Because now you did it lamaisa, so now you have Loisazav and Loisachmod, Lakak Nemel Loisachmod, Viloisazav, two separate Isurim, Vim Gazal, and if you don't get your way and you take it to the next step, it means he doesn't want, with all your Aftzari, he's not giving it to you willingly, you're going to take into your own hands, like Achav did, then already Oiva Begivalavin. Then you have Loisazav, Loisachmod, and Loisigzon. Alright, Sikum Hadova, I left the paper home, but there's a Goyin and Evan Shleiman and others that says, Loisachmut was like it's discussed. Loisachmut is the last aseret hadibros. It's kolo kol aseret hadibros, and it's yisayit to kol atayra kula. And the Goyin said, because if you don't have a chemda to somebody else, then you're not going to bali de avera. You're not going to bali de yisurim. God, the Medrash said a shtickle like that. Also, why Loisachmut had to be brought down right over there? The Medrash and right after mishpat, and the Medrash put them two together. I don't really have time to discuss it. But the Goyin said, if you're not over Loisachmut, that is the key to all Yisurim. Now, if a person is mistapik b'mu'ud, or mistapik, better yet, mistapik b'mashiyeshloi, he has the midas of estapkus, then v'aket, not only is it yafaloi, is it ashriloi, b'olam haba, it's ashriloi, the Goyin says, b'olam hazeh, he never has a daiga, never has a concern, he has a free willing life, he has no problem. And someone has said it's also Midas Avram Avinu. One of the Midas is Ayin Toiva states in the Mishnah. Ayin Toiva was that what Avram Avinu told Melech Sodom, keep what you have, I don't want it, right? Means if you mistapik b'mashi yesh, like, that is the Midas of Avram Avinu, Midas of Zaroi. It's forget, it's a Pesach to call, it's a Yisai to call a Terekula. But to be Oiva Chulila Leisak, but to have this Chemda, this Taiva, for b'mashi yesh, like, that's where the trouble begins. It's a trouble in Ruchni, it's a trouble in Gashmias. Shkoy for listening, I know there's a lot here. To have a sikkum, I would have wanted to make a sikkum, I ran out of time. But bad to me is the sakhmud is a issan noir, it's one of the seris adiris. There's not that much shulchan aruch, but you're going to see that from myself, if you keep your eyes open, you'll see that a lot of times, if you can't see for yourself, if you look objective, chutch to somebody else, you see other people, chalila being over the avera, might be a good idea to try to point it out. All right, that's all.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.